For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. People worldwide are remembering former President George H.W. Bush. Margaret Brennan put it this way on CBS's Face the Nation.
You heard Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany give him credit, call him a father of reunified Germany. Look to something like a crisis, like the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre, and how Bush 41 handled that. Mr. Bush had experiences having been the first U.S. envoy to China. He used that in his time as CIA director to then manage what could have really been a very different outcome for a country that went on to become our chief economic rival.
Former President Bush will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Monday, allowing the public to pay its respects. A state funeral will be held on Wednesday, and his burial in Texas is on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
President Trump has agreed to not pull the trigger on high tariffs with China as talks continue. His last meeting in Buenos Aires was a working dinner with Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
We'll be discussing trade, and I think at some point we are going to end up doing something which is great for China and great for the United States.
Nothing was finalized to halt the trade war between the two nations. However, in a show of good faith, the president decided to hold off on a planned increase in tariffs for certain Chinese imports. Earthquake aftershocks by the hundreds have been rippling through southern Alaska following a 7.0 quake that hit on Friday morning just north of Anchorage. James Cook of the BBC.
Alaskans who are used to earthquakes, there are thousands every year. They're pretty resilient people here and they're used to them. But many people say they were really quite frightened by this one, which went on for a good long time.
Crews are now working to clear damage and stabilize the infrastructure. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a new study out on vaping marijuana. USA's Chris Barnes has the findings.
The new study says vaping marijuana is more powerful than smoking it. The study from Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore required some participants to smoke pot in the traditional way and others to use a vaping device. Researchers found that vaping it caused more negative drug effects and more cognitive impairment than the users who smoked it. The study also notes that 4 million teenagers across the U.S. say they have vaped cannabis. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
He was first known for his role as clumsy Captain Parmenter in F Troop. TV sitcom actor Ken Berry has died. He was also on The Andy Griffith Show and its spinoff, Mayberry RFD, as well as The Carol Burnett Show and its spinoff, Mama's Family. Here he is doing a commercial for Kinney Shoes.
Put your feet together, stop running around. Just step around a Kinney and you'll cover the ground. Anywhere you want to go, just head in our direction. Kinney's got it all and more. Wow, what a store, what a great American shoe store.
Ken Berry, dead at age 85. For USA Radio News,